agreement. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Between the Justice Department and the legal team for former President Trump,
it appears both sides agree on a single nominee for a special master to review the documents seized in that unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago last month. And that person is former Judge Raymond Deary, a former top prosecutor in the Eastern District of New York. He's a former Reagan appointee and one of the judges who approved a surveillance request on Carter Page.
But Fox's Matt Finn reports the Justice Department is still planning to appeal the appointment of a special master and is asking the judge to lift her order blocking the use of evidence seized in any criminal investigation for the time being. The British Empire continues to pay its respects to the late Queen Elizabeth as her coffin lays in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland.
People continue to wait in line at this hour for a chance to go inside and pay their last respects to the Queen. The Scottish are not best known for outpourings of emotion, but there was plenty of just that.
The emotion is just too much.
When you just actually saw the coffin with the flag and the crown on top and the round of flowers, it just made you realize just how special she was to everybody.
The King and his siblings stood vigil in silent contemplation around their mother's coffin before handing the responsibility for guarding the late queen back to the Royal Company of Archers, the king's bodyguard for Scotland.
Fox's Amy Kellogg reports the queen's remains will be carried to London later today. Mourners will have 4 days to file past her coffin. Late word from Seattle of a possible tentative agreement to end the strike by public school teachers, which has delayed the opening of schools since last Wednesday. At the Emmy Awards, HBO's Succession has been named Best Television Drama, Ted Lasso taking top comedy honors. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden Monday renewing his call for a so-called cancer moonshot.
The goal is to cut cancer death rates by at least 50% in the next 25 years. To turn more cancers from death sentences into chronic diseases people can live with. To create more supportive experience for patients and families.
The president using the backdrop of the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library for the speech on the 60th anniversary of JFK's speech, which called for the U.S. to put a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. The White House hopeful that numbers coming from the Commerce Department in the morning will show some slowing of the inflation rate. Economists predicting the Consumer Price Index will show an 8.1% increase from August of last year, but that would be down from a 40-year high of more than 9% in June. Negotiations on a revised Iran nuclear deal are apparently going backwards. Secretary of State Antony Blinken rejecting Iran's new demand for an end to inspections of its nuclear power plants.
Alabama Deputy Attorney
What we've seen over the last week or so in Iran's response to the proposal put forward by the European Union is clearly a step backward and makes prospects for an agreement in the near term, I would say, unlikely.
From Ukraine, where the technicians have been able to shut down the last operating reactor at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, but the leader of the UN inspection team says the safety of the plant is still hanging by a thread. One state says it will have a new way to end the lives of condemned prisoners within days.
What we've seen.
Alabama Deputy Attorney General James Houts telling a judge it's very likely that the state will be able to use nitrogen hypoxia to execute triple murderer Alan Eugene Miller next week. Nitrogen hypoxia is meant to cause death by replacing oxygen with nitrogen. Two other states also authorized that method, though it has never been used to carry out a death sentence.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.